Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The future is coming.
I got a square space around my face. Got a square space around my face.
You what?
Got a square space around my face. I got a square space on my face.
Well, that square space around your face is really quite a sight. But did you know that Squarespace can help you make a unique website?
Yes, I did, because I'm not a jerk. I know it can showcase my blog or my work. All my content on that screen. That's what Squarespace does for you, me.
You customize everything. Do look and the feel and the settings and products and beautiful templates and world-class designers. Squarespace around your face.
You don't have to install. You don't have to patch or upgrade. Ever, 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 ever. Squarespace around my face. I got a
Squarespace around your face.
I got a Squarespace around my face. I got a Squarespace around my face. You can head to squarespace.com for a free trial. Use that to get a website, make you smile. And when you are ready to launch, use the offer code. Here's the offer code in letters that I will now unload. It is OFFBOOK.
That spells off book. That spells off book. Save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. We will say the name again. What was the name? Squarespace.
Squarespace.
Round your face.
Round your face. Squarespace. Round your face.
Hey, Offbook is again brought to you by BetterHelp.
Needing to explain why you have to leave work or fight traffic or be in an uncomfortable waiting room when you use BetterHelp. It lets you connect with an experienced professional therapist in a safe and private environment.
You can text your therapist anytime, plus schedule phone, video, or chat sessions when it's convenient, and get help at your own time and pace.
To learn more or sign up, go to betterhelp.com/offbook.
Enter the invite code offbook to get your first 7 days free and show your support for the show.
And if you don't like it, you can quit. But it's a great way to get some help at your own time and place. No shame in getting help.
Because you are worth it.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
That on the keys, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella.
Mm-mm-mm. Scott Passarella.
Goes down smooth when yum, you drink yum. Another human being.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Guys, we got another person in the studio. Besides Dana and Brett,
also, brr, here. Brr, brr,
also here,
a third other person in the studio. He is a dear friend. When you hear us talking about the reason why we can't do rap competitions in Los Angeles anymore, it's because this man is so good at this.
Because he's a king.
You know him from The Good Place,
Improvised Shakespeare.
While now,
it's Ross Bryan.
Thank you guys so much. Oh man. You guys are kings and queens of rap.
Oh.
You just should not sell yourselves short.
It's just once you see Pizza Jesus in action.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy to vassal to you in that particular arena.
In this
rap fiefdom.
Yeah, I'm okay. Like, I got a sword. I'll definitely like control some lands, but like you, I'll guard the throne. Great. I don't need to watch the throne.
I'm happy to be the sovereign for now. And if you have to go on a crusade to the Holy Land,
if you die. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Zach will finally have to
clash over that power vacuum.
Yeah. Truly, you moving to LA, I probably saved our friendship.
Yeah, we were at each other's throats. And we were like, oh, we don't have to fight each other. We can fight you.
Good. Sometimes you need a common enemy to really come
together.
And
that's what we're saying. That's what Ross is.
Ross is our common enemy.
Common enemy, your best fiend.
No. What you got? What's new? I feel like I see you all the time. So, I mean, I could ask you questions about like musical theater and stuff, but like, when did you get into? What was your like intro to hip hop?
Oh man, I'm kind of a latecomer to rap fandom.
Me too.
Partially, I think, just because I grew up kind of in the middle of nowhere, and so there was quite the cultural bottleneck of stuff kind of making it into my head. But one big thing that sparked for me was, do you know the album Dr. Octagonicologist by Dr. Octagon?
I definitely do not, but it sounds incredible.
Okay,
Dr. Octagonicologist by Dr. Octagon.
Dr. Octagon is the a sort of rap persona that is put on by the rapper Kool Keith,
right?
Who you may know, and that's kind of his thing. He swaps personas a lot. But that was a project with him and Dan the Automator was the producer, and Kid Koala was the DJ.
I have heard of Kid Koala.
It's very good. It's very good. Like artsy rap. That's kind of a gateway drug for artsy boys.
Now I think we've all dealt with the like what is a fun persona to have in a comedy rap battle, but you have rapped as Peace Jesus a few times.
Yes.
Peace Jesus is real good.
Real good. But my question, if there was no irony at all or there was no comedy, if you were just a true rap star, would you have a heightened persona or would you just be like, I'm Ross, I'm great at doodling. Here's my corgi.
Yeah. I feel like you want to be yourself, right? It's about...
I don't mind personas in music. You know what I mean? Like those sort of heightened realities of people.
I don't know that if I had a persona that it wouldn't have a little bit of, I mean, just like as a white dude rapping, I think you need to.
You kind of have to.
You have to say like.
Plus it up a bit.
If you come from like a place of privilege, like I do, you can't just be like, and I'm a rapper now and here's what it is.
Yeah. I've been encouraged my entire life and I'll try this on too. What do I have to lose? Nothing. I never do.
I think that is my rap persona.
So something like, out there.
Yeah.
Spacey. Weird.
Yeah. Spacey, I feel like.
Yeah, you could be like David Bowie.
David Bowie of hip hop. Yeah, I feel like that would definitely lend itself pretty easily.
God, how close do you think David Bowie came to doing rap in all of his various permutations?
Man. I would,
because he dabbled in so many things. I wonder if that was something he was talked out of, or if he ever got close.
I feel like there maybe was some sort of like maybe just like beat poem approximation that he would entertain. You know, very like. Light being here we are.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, I would be willing to bet there is a recording of something in that world.
God, I would give anything for the David Bowie rap mixtape.
We go now to a recording studio where it's late at night, and an engineer's going through some old bootleg tapes. Yeah, tapes.
Brendan, this is. Could you pop over here and look at this for me, real quick?
Oh yes, of course.
This is odd.
It's an old analog reel. Where on earth did you find this? Most of the studio's gone digital by now.
It was just in a box in the back of the closet. I'm trying to can't quite make out what it says in the front. I think it believes. Does it say David Bowie on it?
My God, yes, it does.
I'm get Janice in here. Janice knows more about the history of this place than I do. Janice!
What y'all going on about?
Well, just look at this tape we found in the back of this closet.
Also, Janice, is the chimney clean?
You know it is. I do that first and last thing of the day. You mean back in this closet?
Mm-hmm.
It says David Bowie rap album.
Wow.
Do you know what you've got there?
I honestly don't. I suppose I should pop it in and see what it is.
It's a relic of music. It's a treasure of time. Listen to Mr. Bowie try his hand at rhythm and rhyme.
It's a relic of music. It's a treasure of time.
Listen to Mr. Bowie try his hand at rhythm and rhyme.
What a dynamic artist, always took his craft so far. Who would have thought that this man would go further than spiders from Mars?
Oh, what a genius in this or any nation. What has he found and what will he do as he travels from station to station?
It's a relic of music. It's a treasure of time.
Listen to Listen Mr. Bowie. Whenever you're ready, Mr. Bowie.
Okay, well, I suppose I'll give this a shot then. Well, the name's David Bowie. You know it cuts like a knife.
Cuts like a knife.
I'm just trying out this street music for the first time in my life.
The first time in your life.
What's up, it's David. Have y'all heard of me? It's the mid-70s, so you know I'm coming straight out of Germany.
It's a relic of music.
That was incredible.
Treasure of time.
Treasure of time.
David Bowie trying rhythm and
rhyme.
Here's some more, here we go.
Lace the beat, lace the beat now. With the drums and the synth. And I'll juggle these rhythms like balls in the center of this labyrinth. Yes, it's getting sewn all together like a suture. Started in the past, now the rocket ship blasts, and David's going to the future.
It's a relic of music.
This is incredible.
It's a treasure of time.
Must inform the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
David Bowie's succeeding at rhythm and rhyme.
No one is going to believe this.
I believe it, and it stops here. It's me, Duncan Jones.
I'm sorry.
Son of David Bowie. Prolific filmmaker. Well,
director of Moon.
That's right. Starting to be prolific film. It's going pretty good. Warcraft was too much movie for me, but Watchmute on Netflix.
I'm sorry. What did you say your name
was? I'm just sorry. Not everyone knows me, so I feel the need to rattle off a bit of information.
Yes, of course. What was your name?
Duncan Jones. I am David Bowie's son.
Well, listen, Mr. Jones, you can't just waltz into this recording studio with
Can't I?
I suppose you did.
My father built this studio. Isn't it a bit mine? And can't I protect my father's legacy?
Are you telling me that David Bowie built and hid treasures within this studio?
Are there more musical artifacts to discover within the walls of the studio?
I've said too much. I control the publishing rights of my father, and I say that rap experiment dies in this room.
I mean, that was the mid-70s. Rap had really just started. This rewrites the whole history of hip-hop as we know it.
And we can't have that. Father wouldn't want it. He kept it in a box for a reason.
What is this tape that says David Bowie and the invention of jazz on it?
Seriously, you could try to... This one makes really even less sense because, again, it's in the 1970s. This is a... I think it's more like... Sort of like a... My father liked doing sort of... This is like a book report.
Well, the one that I'm looking at says 1932 on it.
Who are you, Damien Chazelle, trying to make it that a white man invented jazz?
No, I'm just saying, is David Bowie some sort of person who wasn't a person at all?
I've said too much.
Does this beg the question that David Bowie has been traveling through time, been at the very beginning of all of cultural history's most pivotal moments, seeding our most genius trends from the very beginning.
Yes, we could say that. Yep, absolutely. Yes. Can we pick one that is a white person's thing?
Yes, pretty.
I was honestly trying to think. I said rock and roll. Nope, that's not it. There are no good ones that white people came up with.
You know, nope, not
and really.
Really,
my father was there to sometimes just, you know, boost it up. But these lived in a closet for a reason. I think that man's rather angry. Maybe we should. Sorry, I was just cleaning out this other chimney.
Well, that's what you do. You clean out all the chimneys here twice a day.
Oh, I found something in here. It fell down from the chimney. It says, David Bowie tries his hand at yo-yo tricks. Why, it's a video.
All right, I'll pop it in the VCR.
I contact juggled before, or at least I tried. But that talent in me couldn't be developed, so it died. But my restless soul needs something else to control. My life's hanging on a string like the end of a yo-yo.
Wow, that was very a really good video.
It's mostly him singing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
And then
like,
he does a yo-yo and he's not good at it.
No.
Yeah. And this also should not leave this studio.
Oh. Are you back? I thought you left.
Well, I wanted to watch you all leave and I wanted to overhear you say, well, that's it. We'll keep the secrets of David Bowie. But that didn't happen.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Did David Bowie really do all the... It seems so utterly unbelievable.
What do you want me to tell you? That yes, my father is literally a space alien, and that yes, through history and history of time, you could go back in sort of a Forrest Gump type of way, and sometimes he invented things, and sometimes he just bore witness to the greatest moments in history, and that's what made him such a compelling artist. What, you want me to tell you that?
Well, when did it start? Because this is what it seems like you're saying.
Yes, that's too great a level of detail to be something that you just pulled out of your ass.
When did it start? When the world was just a molten ball of flame, an asteroid hit and things would never be the same. My father landed in a volcano. He made Pangaea, the original creation. Now we know David Bowie, an alien for real. Here through every time and space, that's his deal. David Bowie was an alien for real. He rode a dinosaur's back. That's true.
We cut to the Paleolithic era. Guys, have you noticed the new guy in town?
Oh, you mean that saber-toothed tiger?
No, not him.
The fire red hair. The one with the hair of flame.
Oh, yeah.
He got on my back the other day and just kind of like hung out up there as I walked around. I was like, it feels weird, but it feels good, you know?
You liked having him on your back?
Yeah, kind of.
Then he told me there was a better way of moving around. He took blocky stone and chiseled into new shape that make, to coin a word, roll?
Whoa! Wow! To cavemen and their dinosaur friend, thank the alien for giving us this wheel. David Bowie, an alien.
Ancient Egypt. I don't know. It just seems like this pharaoh is being a real dick, and I just wish I knew how to free my people from all the subjugation and slavery here within.
Moses, look at that burning bush. Oh, wait, it's just really red hair.
Just a man with red hair behind a bush.
If you really want to escape and make it so, just declare to the pharaoh to let your people go.
Let my people go.
If you want- out your freedom and let your bondage fade. Threaten him with 10 plagues.
I've got ideas for plagues. 1. Fire from the above. Good. 2. Lots and lots of slippery, slidy mud. Are these good plagues?
Well, those are fine plagues. Not to give you notes on your plagues, but here are some other plagues. Maybe a plague of frogs, maybe a plague of lice, maybe a plague of darkness wouldn't be so nice. A plague of blood, a plague on the cattle, a plague of people dying, but not in battle.
No, I think you're right, the Egyptians will be warned. Now you got the juices flowing, a plague on the Egyptian firstborn.
David Bowie, an alien for real.
David Bowie. David Bowie, an alien for real.
Teaching all of us, yes, that was his deal.
Florence, 1500.
Oh, I cannot make this painting as perfectly as I want. And I cannot think of a perfect shape for this man.
Listen. If you want the painting to
be... someone is hiding behind your easel.
Hello.
I thought the easel was on fire. It's just a red-haired man.
Oh.
I was here the whole time listening. If you really want a sense of depth, think how your eyes work. I remember how they work, for as you can see, my eyes don't see so well. One pupil is permanently dilated.
Oh, that is a fascinating
fact.
That is
an interesting fact.
Just a little fact about me.
Sure.
So looking back at all the places you have crept, find a vanishing point in your painting to give it some depth.
Whoa!
Yes, I'll give it this to you to save it, so you can do this painting. And no, I don't know, maybe carve David.
Hold on just one moment. You're telling me that David Bowie influenced Moses and the plagues?
Mm-hmm.
The David?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, if all of this is true, it's opening my mind. For a man to live so many years, he's surely still alive.
And this is why you're trying to shut us down with all that wasted breath. This is all a huge conspiracy to keep us from knowing that he faked his death.
We'll find David Bowie.
He's alive for real.
Alive for real.
David Bowie.
Also the invention of the wheel.
David
Bowie. We will find him. We will search every corner of the earth. We'll know, see, we'll find David Bowie.
You'll find him if you can. Oh, he just disappeared in a puff of smoke.
Well, now you have to clean the room again.
Oh, darn. He must be at least half alien himself. Right? That checks out.
I'm sure. I'm putting you in charge of this expedition.
Me? Yes. Janice?
Yes, Janice.
The chimney sweep of this record studio?
I want you to assemble a crack team necessary to find David Bowie.
All right.
We must stay here.
Oh, really?
Yes, we can't be on the crack team.
Why not?
Well, you'll need someone who's like good at driving and someone who's good at mysteries and maybe someone who's good at munitions. I'm
only good at creating a hot mix. I can balance these various channels into a wonderful, wonderful mix, but...
All right, well... If you're sure, I'll go out and assemble my crack team. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll miss you.
Oh, Janice, what's you doing today?
Oh, hey. Oh, Hey, Seamus, get over here.
All right.
You're good at driving, ain't you?
I sure am. I've nicked a car or seven in me day.
Would you like to join a crack team?
Sure. What's a crack team?
Oh, if you want a team that is just the best, you have to seek out every person who's a specialist, and you put them together, it's quite a dream when you form a crack team.
Oh, that's really good, I'm into it much faster. It's not some sort of team that repairs walls and plaster. If you want to live for the dream, you have to assemble a crack team.
Hi, I couldn't help but overhearing what you guys are working on. I'm just kidding, it's me, Brian.
Whoa!
One of my many disguises.
Oh, Brian, would you like to join our crack team as our disguise specialist?
Huh, suppose every team needs a master of disguise.
Yeah, that's right. If you want your team to be so good and wise, you must have a master of disguise. Join on our team, won't you dream to be part of a crack team?
Well, because you so nicely asked, I suppose I'll bring myself and all my masks, because Brian is really what he seems, so you're gonna need him on your crack team.
Oh, a crack team, crack team, crack team.
A crack team, crack team, crack team.
A crack team, crack team, crack team.
Chim, 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 charoo.
Speaking of chim, 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 charoo, what should we ask, well, who's gonna do all of our jobs while we're gone?
Well, I just put a raccoon in the chimney whose tail will keep my chimney clean. I don't know, Shavis, would you need someone to drive the milk truck?
Yeah, speaking of raccoons...
Hello, raccoon.
I cleaned the chimney.
Okay.
Can I come with you now?
No, because you have to stay behind while I am on the crack team.
Okay, well, if I need to assemble some more people to clean chimneys with me, is that okay?
Yeah, you can make your own crack
team. Okay, I'll make my own team of multiple raccoons who go up in the chimney with their tails as brooms. It is as easy as it seems. I will make a raccoon crack team. Chirp, chirp.
Yes?
What are you doing today?
I was just picking through trash like usual.
Oh,
all these trash cans have bungee cords, and they're really stymieing me, even though I got these sweet opposable thumbs.
Bungee cords keeping the trash closed? Oh, if only we had some sort of specialist that was good at opening trash cans.
Who, me? Bandit the raccoon?
Bandit the raccoon!
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm great at using my thumbs.
Well, you could be the guy that helps us open all the trash, and then we break into safes and get all the cash. We start by digging trash, and we stop with robbery. We are a raccoon crack team.
You guys, can we move away from the raccoons? We have to assemble more members of our crack team.
Oh, yeah. But right now, we've just got driving in disguise.
And you might need someone to do the dirty work and the muscle. You
oh, yeah.
You need me, Strong David. I've got muscles and I know where to punch. I'll hit a kid if he steals your lunch. I'll hold him up till his pants split the seams. I'll be the muscle in your crack team.
And you have met to want someone who is good at their computers and getting into international banking systems, forgery, etc.
Yeah, that sounds like a smart move.
Then you probably want Francois on your team.
I do want Francois on my team.
Well, if you want Francois, just say please. If you want someone who's good at computer keys, one who's good with technological wisdom, who can get into any computer system. Yes, it's true, to live the dream, you just get Francois on your crack team.
So we have Seamus and he will drive.
Yeah.
We have the disguise guy that will thrive.
Brian!
Strong David for all that muscle.
Strong David.
Francois computer.
And Jenny's, you will lead us.
And
lead
I will lead us. This team.
Crack team. Crack team.
Will the crack team be able to find David Bowie? Did David Bowie invent rock and roll and jazz, or just sort of influence it, or just witness it?
Is he alive or dead? We'll find out in the second act of
Zigging Through Time, the musical!
Hey, Jess, you know what's great?
What?
Not having to sleep on a flaming bag of fire or an ice floe or a downed tree.
Hey, you know what else is great?
What?
Not sleeping on just a bunch of stones.
Yeah, or like even just a bunch of metal that's like been roughly punched into the shape of a box spring.
Or even like, remember those thin plastic camp mattresses?
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Do Lisa mattresses.
It's a better place to sleep for every body and everybody, but also every body.
It's good for your bod. I sleep on one and my back hurts so much less than when I didn't. And when I go to like other places with other mattresses, my back hurts again.
Your back's like, what is this, a bunch of stones?
Is this a ice floe or a downed tree?
You guys, they're an incredible company. We really believe in their mission. They donate one mattress to a shelter through their 110 program, and they also plant a tree for every mattress sold and donate 1% of each employee's time to volunteer for local causes. That is cooler than an ice floe.
That's what they're doing. They're doing cool stuff. And like, that's Lisa this year. I can only imagine that next year Lisa is going to be like straight up by themselves pulling children out of burning buildings.
That's a promise we're making right now.
That is legally binding for the entire Lisa Corporation.
But in the meantime, they got great pillows, blankets.
They also got great pillows and blankets.
Foundations and frames. Guys, they're a great company, so try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free.
It's available in the US, UK, Canada, and Germany online. There should be a comma there, but also I assume that they are available in the digital country of Germany online when you're sick of real-world Germany. They got free shipping, and it's 100% American-made mattress that ships compressed in a box right to your door. I want to know what Germany online is.
Germany online. Come to this online world.
This online German experience. Okay. Or try it at Elisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC, and Virginia Beach, and over 80 West Elm stores nationwide.
You get $100 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook. That's leesa.com/offbook. That's the same in America, in Germany, and Germany online.
Take the red pill, and you wake up. Take the blue pill, you wake up in
Germany online.
Hey, Off Book is again brought to you by our good, good friends and good, good website wizard masters, Squarespace.
Remember when Squarespace brought all their great design to our picnic and we were like, thanks for bringing this.
We were like, all the things you've brought are so great. I was like, hey, Squarespace, am I going to have to upgrade this or like download stuff to make this picnic work? And they were like, no.
No. And I was like, I can't believe I bought a store-bought fruit salad and brought it to this picnic, where Squarespace brought like unique templates created by world-class designers.
Squarespace embarrassed us all. We showed up with some store-bought stuff, and they're like, hey, I'm Squarespace.
Zach just brought straight up one baguette, and they were like, hey, we brought like our award-winning 24/7 customer support. So they were like ruling this picnic.
Yeah. Destiny is calling. It says you need a new website. Make it with Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial.
And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code OFFBOOK to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com, offer code OFFBOOK.
Picnics are fun.
Get your picnic game up.
Welcome back.
When we left our hero, Janice, had assembled a crack team to search far and wide for the elusive real alien, David Bowie. Where would her travels take her? What truths would she uncover? Find out now.
All right, listen. Any lead's as good as any to start with, all right? And the only bit of information we have to go on is that he's a real alien.
I've got a question.
Yes?
You figure he might have been leaving clues within the lyrics of his songs?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking.
Then maybe that's the first lead that we start at.
Yeah.
Under pressure, pushing down on you, pushing down on me. I'll bet he's under something.
Okay, yeah. No, I like it. Yeah, let's just blue sky for a second. Every idea is a good idea. I would say maybe let's not start with a duet, you know?
Yes, you never know how much who
that might be where Freddie Mercury is.
That could be a Freddie Mercury thing, you know?
We could always just ask Freddie Mercury.
No.
Do you not know?
No.
What?
Oh, strong David.
What?
I'm sorry, I don't want to be the one to tell you, but Freddie Mercury's no longer with us.
No. Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
Of Bicycle?
That's right.
Of Queen?
Yeah.
Mon Dieu, you did not know that Freddie Mercury has passed away? I mean, he's
He would have to be real old to be still alive right now, Strong Dave.
Oh, no, I just figured a performer of that caliber. Surely I would have seen a tweet about it.
Well, it was before that, if you could believe it was. I mean, but what is this, like 20, more than 20
years? 20 years ago? Are you telling me that the music of Freddie Mercury was not composed and recorded within the last 5 to 6 years?
No.
But
no.
It sounds so current. Yeah. It holds up so well.
His music is, I suppose, in its way, immortal.
Yeah, like,
but he himself is very
deceased. His legacy lives on and he's with us in spirit in that we can still enjoy his work. But the man is dead, unless he's also an alien, which I suppose we should be open to thinking. But
this Bowie situation has opened the possibility that any of these people could be, in fact, alive.
That's right.
Like me dead.
Okay, Strong David.
Look.
Maybe me daddy's still alive. I was with him on that day. He was teaching me how to muscle. Broke into a warehouse to overturn a hustle. And another man put a gun to his head and pulled the trigger.
You witnessed him get shot.
Maybe he's still alive.
You say?
We're saying it's hard to say goodbye, but your dad doesn't sound very alive. Yes, it's hard to say goodbye, but your dad don't sound alive.
Well, now that you mention it, I suppose I didn't ask him if he was still alive when I saw him in the open casket.
All right, I think we should just sort of...
You're clearly still dealing with some residual grief.
Yeah, you need to leave the team, Strong David, if it's too much.
Take some time for yourself if you need it.
Really, honestly, I think the distraction is actually helpful at this point.
Yeah, busy hands, yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
All right. But yeah, let's, maybe a message in his lyrics. All right, so, you know, we got 5 years. So we got 5 years to figure this out.
Right.
So that's a good start.
Mm.
And, you know, let's see.
Hunky Dory. Dory. Finding Dory.
Yeah.
Finding Dory. Finding Nemo. Nemo. 20,000 leagues under the sea. 20,000 leagues from London, overland, puts you in the center of the ocean. The center of the Atlantic Ocean. Atlantic Records. The headquarters of Atlantic Records.
It's in the middle of the ocean. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think so, Strong David.
All right. My brain ain't the strongest part of Strong David.
I think maybe if we even went one step back, maybe he's at that resort in the Bahamas with all the water slides. Atlantis.
Atlantis.
It's just called Atlantis.
Yeah. I reckon that's as good a lead as any. Let's check there.
Sounds like it would be pretty fun either way.
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, we have a real fun vacation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Listen.
I've never been to a water park before.
I'm just trying to lead our team with a clear goal. But it won't hurt a little to have fun on the way, so let's go to the place where the beach and the tides, and we can even slide down some water slides. Oh, let's go on a crack team vacation.
You're saying we do a little sliding on the side.
A little sliding on the side.
What a time to be alive. You gotta do a little sliding on the side.
Welcome to Atlantis. I see we have you booked into a penthouse suite.
That's right. We have a week-long stay at the penthouse suite. Blimey, I've never been in a water park before.
Oh, yeah. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. One of those water slides goes through an aquarium full of sharks.
It's wonderful. I'm excited to change into my very tiny swimsuit.
On the side. Sliding on the side.
That swimsuit there has very little to hide.
Cause I'm sliding on the side.
the side.
Yes, so we'll be sliding, yes, we'll be sliding all over the town. Our lives will be going up while our bodies are going down. Bowie tries to hide. We're sure to work out where he's hiding when we're on a water slide.
Sliding on the side, sliding on the side.
David Bowie, oh man alive, we're sure to find him and here we'll thrive. And nothing's gonna keep us from the jump and the jive. We're sliding on the side.
But you might as well do it waist deep in the water.
Fine, Bowie, that would be nice. But surely we could do it with some water with ice.
Sean David, have you never had a cocktail?
No, I have a very low alcohol tolerance.
What a life you've lived.
Sliding on the side.
Dad, listen. Hmm? I'm sorry, I know it's only been 2 years, but I've already failed you. People are on to you.
Duncan, no. We covered our tracks so well.
No. This chimney sweep from the record, from the recording studio, she's assembled a crack team, and they're getting closer every day.
No one must know that I actually was born among the stars. I placed subtle hints throughout my work.
Yeah, no, I think it was the right level. Honestly, Dad, I think it was like perfect level. Enough where people go, you know, this might have a bit of truth in it. No, surely not.
Of course. You have to write what you know. Oh, to be outed. Duncan, you know that I have to continue the facade of my death so that I can leave this planet.
And finally go home.
Yes.
I know.
Back to my home world. Chrismalax.
And, Father, you promised. You promised after I made a successful mainstream movie I could go with you, right?
That's right, Duncan.
I'm so nearly there.
Get on that.
I'm nearly there. I definitely have the talent.
Yes, Warcraft had quite a lot of...
It was too much movie for me,
It was
Dad.
A lot.
It was too much.
You bit off a lot.
It was a lot.
The model of giving an auteur, first-time director, a real tentpole blockbuster...
Why have we done this? I'm not used to being noted by people who don't know anything about filmmaking, Dad. It was tough, but I learned a lot, and I know I can make a movie that'll have me, your son, walking through the halls of Chrismalax.
Chrismalax, yes.
Incoming transmission from Chrismalax.
Hologram on.
David, we need you to come back to Chrismalax.
Oh, it's ahead of schedule.
We need you now, David. Your home world is being devoured by giant spiders.
No, not the Martian spiders, to which I paid homage.
Not the Martian spiders. They're our friends. These are Venetian spiders and their big dicks.
Oh.
Come to Chrismalax. Save us, David. So whatever you're doing down there, please, by God, wrap it up.
Wow.
End transmission.
Hologram off.
Dad, if I can't go with you, can you tell me about Chrismalax again, please?
Tell me how every mountain ends in the sea. Tell me how the sunsets are purple, pink, and green.
Tell you how the sunrise glows and it's the strangest and shines all through the day, through all its changes.
Chrismalax, Chrismalax, where the day is white and the night is black, except when they're reversed on
Chrismalax.
Computer entry for Chrismalax.
Chrismalax.
We're too
steps forward is 7 steps back on the shores of Krismalax.
Yeah, everyone walks backwards for perspective. It's beautiful. Tell me about how the plateaus house thousands of birds. Tell me how the Krismalax language has 97 versions of love as a word.
How every city has towers up to the sky. How clouds of glistening smoke pour out of your eyes when you cry.
Krismalax!
Computer entry for
Krismalax!
Where multiple kinds of giant spiders frequently attack.
Krismalax! Krismalax!
I've spent so many lifetimes here, but I've got to go back.
I knew we'd find you!
In my base, beneath the largest water slide in Atlantis Resort and Casino.
It made perfect sense.
There ain't no door that Strong David can't kick in.
And my key card entry system hack was a perfect success.
And I've got a car in the parking lot.
And of course, I allowed you to walk past the security gate unmolested. Me, Marcia, head docent, and concierge here at Atlantis.
Psych your mind, that's me, Brian!
Oh, good job, Brian!
And I led them to you, Duncan Jones, and to you, David Bowie, real alien, who faked his death. But why?
Because I have to go home. Earth is not ready to know the truth, that you are not alone in the universe, having your culture guided by the Krismalakians, as so many others have been.
Wow. You know, all this time we were trying to find him, I didn't think, hey, maybe this is, you know, let sleeping dogs lie kind of thing. Maybe this is for a good reason.
Yeah, something that powerful, hiding itself away, knowing better than we do. Who are we to go on after it?
Poking it. Prodding it.
There's a saying about sleeping giants.
Yeah.
You're supposed to let them sleep.
Yeah. Sorry, David Bowie. I hope everything's all right.
As a matter of fact, it's not. My homeworld is under attack by giant Venusian spiders.
Well, say, listen.
I don't know if I have the power to do it alone. I am rather old, after all. My goodness, I barely know if I've got the strength for this mission.
Well, if I may be so bold, Mr. Bowie, maybe you can't do it alone, and maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you'd be stronger if you had your very own
crack team! Like me, Strong David. There ain't a spider I ever met in my life that I ain't been able to punch or squish.
And I never met a spider that I couldn't impersonate with perfect clarity.
And I know I've driven a bunch of cars, but a spaceship ain't much harder.
And I am well versed in C++. That should come in handy.
And I can help lead side by side with you. And you, Duncan, should you want to come. No, I still have work to do here. Father, good luck. I hope to make you proud. Please watch Mute on Netflix. Wow, he disappeared again.
Oh, wow. Is this your spaceship, David Bowie?
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's got so many bright colours and cool angles.
Yes, it's sort of a mid-century sort of vibe in here. But it's just very well curated.
That's exactly what I would say. It's exactly how I would describe it. Well, crack team, are we ready to blast off?
Sure are. Everyone strap yourselves in. Seamus at the wheel. Oh, this isn't really a wheel. It's a series of button and levers and mind devices. All right, here we go. Let's see. I push this button here, and this is a bomb. I won't push the bomb button. I will push. Oh, what's this one? Major Tom. Come in, Major Tom. I assume that you're some sort of person that is guiding us out the gate and away.
Oh, here's the funny twist about Major Tom.
actually Chris Malax, ground control. It was a funny little joke for just me and David that it was ground control to Major Tom, because Major Tom is Chris Malax, ground control.
You're saying
yes, that
ground control is Major Tom.
Amazing!
Ground control is Major Tom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Full thrusters all the way to ignition with the force of an atomic bomb. We all learned ground control is Major Tom.
Well, it seems like it's on autopilot. Oh my gosh, this ship went faster than any ship I've ever seen. We're already there.
Wow, it's beautiful, David Bowie. Your homeland is so gorgeous.
Yes, no doubt you can see the plateaus full of birds, the people walking backwards, and all the crying people filling the air with smoke. They're weeping because the spiders have already landed, I'm afraid.
David, you think me dad's down there somewhere?
Oh no, strong David. Hmm? This is not the time to distract sweet David Bowie with stories of your definitely dead father.
Oh, you're right. Never mind.
Not everyone who's dead is a Chris Malakian in disguise, I'm afraid.
Ain't that the rub?
All right, team. Listen.
I'll wait here for you. You ready to go down in the pods?
Yeah. Seamus, you keep this engine running. Pods, get in them, team.
Spiders, I believe that finally the Chris Malakians must bend to our will.
Yeah.
Oh, finally, Venetian spiders shall take over the beautiful planet.
The Chris Malakian sky will be darkened with our mandibles as we devour the Chris Malakians and drink the smoke from their eyes.
We, the only spiders in the galaxy, with eight arms and opposable thumbs.
When is my thumbs as I open this trash can?
This is but a taste of our power.
We're a crack team of villainous spiders. We're a crack team of villainous spiders.
And if you get in our way, there will be no survivors.
We're a crack team of villainous spiders.
I see them over there on the horizon. They're bigger than any spider I've ever seen. They're the size of trucks.
Yeah, all right, listen. We won't just be able to punch him out of here, strong David. Francois, have you hacked into the Chris Malakian computers?
Well, the programming language is a little different from what I'm used to, but it's essentially similar to Turbo Pascal. I'm in.
And, Brian, do you think you could look like a spider the size of a truck?
That all depends. Hey, Francois, can you 3D print me a truck-sized spider outfit? Done and done.
And I'll run around real quick and move some of the legs for you.
Hey, good job being you, my man.
Oh, thanks.
We're proud of you, strong David.
Thanks.
And David Bowie.
Yes, I'm also here.
Is there anything we should know about these Venetian spiders?
They have one weakness.
Oh, perfect.
And that's their pride.
Oh, their pride, do you say?
Wait, pride? Pride comes before the fall. Fall's one of the four seasons. The Four Seasons is a chain of hotels. Hotels give room service. It would be a service to eradicate all of these spiders from Chris Malax. So what you're saying is, we've got to get rid of all the spiders.
Yes, very good.
Very good. Strong David.
Airtight reasoning.
Oh my, you really led us there. Good job, Strong David.
Thanks.
But actually, if you rewind it a couple steps, room service, maybe if we offer them something that they can't get on their planet, and then we take it away, bruising their pride, pointing out that they're stupid villainous spiders who've never created anything as cool as what you've created, Mr. Bowie.
Of course, I've seeded so much and been present for the very beginning of so many things. Not necessarily created them, but witnessed them. Let's not get it twisted. A white guy did not create rap.
Right.
I'm glad we didn't get it twisted.
Or jazz.
No, God, no.
Can you imagine it?
That's madness.
Madness. Absolute madness.
I did tell Moses which plagues to do, however.
Sure.
Gosh, you're as modest as you are brilliant. Hey, I got an idea. Cover me strong, David.
All right, with what?
Just, you know, look out if a big spider leg's about to swarm.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right, and you, Brian, as a... Whoa, you really look like a spider.
Thanks so much.
Go around the back. Just taking a few steps backwards. A few steps backwards. What a great song written by Chris Malakians. And I really like that shirt I'm wearing, created by Chris Malakians.
Who is this?
What is this? You have things created by Chris Malakians?
Yeah, aren't they great?
Yes, they are. I want them all. I'll take them from you with my opposable spider thumb.
We grasp and steal with our thumbs.
Oh, you just steal, huh? Well, that's sort of lame. Have you, I could just give it to you.
What?
Yeah, I could just give it to you. Psych! Which is a hilarious joke. From my planet.
What?
Where other great things have been created.
What planet is this?
Earth.
And it's a planet of great things?
Yeah.
Greater than here?
Perhaps we should steal things there.
Perhaps we shall go to this Earth and steal all the things there.
Oh, yeah, maybe you could. Or maybe you could just, like, tell me what you've ever made.
Oh, we don't so much create.
We made a web one.
Yes.
We made a big web.
We made a big, it was a worldwide
web. It was worldwide. Its tendrils are everywhere. And then after we made that one, we made a darker web.
Dark web.
Under the first web.
You can get anything there.
Anything, but it's a bad web. That's what we've made.
Huh. Sounds kind of lame.
Oh.
Sounds kind of lame.
My pride.
Ouch.
Ouchie.
Speaking as a spider, I have to say, it sounds as lame can be. I've never seen my own life with such appalling clarity. What have we done? Created no thing. Just a bunch of destruction is the only thing we bring.
It was a web of lies.
Although we tried, we spun a web of lies.
And we caught bad flies.
It was a web of lies.
Oh, my pride
in a web of lies.
And so it seems like you have taught us things. I'm serious, I mean this. It's time for all of us spiders to return to Venus.
Yes, this is over as soon as it begun. Back to our starship spiders, to the second rock from the sun.
A web of lies, a web of lies. And now home to our secret spider planet we fly. A web of lies, a web of lies.
I'll stay here, spiders, and make sure our work is completed. Psych, it was me, Brian, the whole time.
Whoa, Brian!
Oh,
you're so good at that, Brian.
Thank you.
Great job, Brian. Great job, Francois.
Great job to you, Janice. You're the one that really had the plan that saved the day.
Yes, Janice. You barely needed any inspiration at all. Looks like perhaps my work is done, and humanity will be in good hands from now on.
Thank you, David Bowie. Yeah, that's right. You gave me the spark. And I made it a thing, and they flew home. And this planet rules. But it's time for us to go home.
Not so fast. David, it's me, your father.
Yes.
Wait,
That's right.
Me dead?
Not every dead person is a Chrismalacune in disguise, but some of them are.
What? You mean, I knew that when I saw you shoot yourself in the head, that you seemed like when you hit the ground, you were kind of doing a little winky face. And then when I walked up to you with the open casket, I thought, I should ask him what that winky face was about. But I didn't, because everyone was around and I didn't want to look a fool.
I meant to give you that winky face. I thought it would fill your heart with hope. I know it's hard to say goodbye, and I was shit at it. I shouldn't have made you witness such trauma, but the truth is, I'm an alien, and you're an alien too.
What about Mum?
Yeah, she's an alien
too. Is she here?
Yeah.
Hi! Oh, hey, Mum.
And so is Freddie Mercury.
Whoa!
Hello, Freddie.
Hi! Oh, Freddie Mercury ran away. There he goes. Wait, so, hey everyone, thanks for letting me be part of your crack team, but I think I found my home, and I'm going to be staying here on Chrismalax, where the nights are black.
The days are white.
And every two steps forward is seven steps back.
Then you just walk backwards out of our life, but we will never forget you.
We'll never forget you. It can be hard to say goodbye. It can be hard to say goodbye. But now we fly. Ground control. Friends and I to go back to Earth.
Oi, I got your signals now. I'll beam you back up onto the ship.
Thanks, Seamus. Goodbye. This is Ground Control Major Tom wishing you a safe flight.
Thank you, Tom.
Everyone back on the ship now. Out of the window, you can see the moons. By the way, you were running around there, I found some stowaways. It's a bunch of raccoons.
Hi.
We were going through the trash in your spaceship.
It's fun.
Wait, you had such good trash. I'm sorry we swept those chimneys, but then we got bored. It's all right, raccoons. To home.
Fly, go we fly.
Looking down from the sky.
Now we fly. Boyfriends fly. Strong David waves you all a strong goodbye as I watch you fly.
My work on Earth is done. I did all I could to save it. My work is done for Bowie, comma David. Well done, Earthman. Back to your home. Now through the stars, I'm finally free to roam.
David Bowie, real
alien for real.
Can fly all through the space. I no longer have to hide. Have fun in all the ways I love, especially on water side.
David Bowie,
sliding on the side through space. The Dave, David,
and now the Earth is saved
thanks to David Bowie.
Man of rhythm and rhyme, who
after this.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Hey, Jess, mm-hmm. Let's say the name of a very funny man on three and see if we say the same one.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Andy Daly.
Amazing.
Incredible.
It's almost like...
he's the funniest person we both know.
Did you know that the Andy Daly podcast pilot project is coming back for season two, premiering March 8th on Stitcher Premium?
Every episode is a pilot for a brand new show hosted by a different character.
This eight-episode season includes pilots from returning characters Dalton Wilcox and Don DeMello, new characters like Joe Bongo and Gil and Golly, and shows from the past, like a long-lost pilot from L. Ron Hubbard.
Well, those all sound very hilarious, and I know they will be because Andy Daly's at the helm. So... for a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to StitcherPremium.com/Andy and use promo code Andy. That's A-N-D-Y, like on the bottom of Woody's shoe.
Welcome back! Ross, always such a pleasure.
Oh my God, such a pleasure. You guys are so great.
Diggity dang, such a good David Bowie.
Such a good David Bowie. And an equally good Freddie Mercury.
Hi! Yeah, just awful.
We were playing around with something during our sound check. Brett has some fun effects loaded up that you may have heard when we were bringing those spiders. Thank you, Engineer Brett. But we noticed that like with reverb and stuff, it is really cool on the beat. So we're going to try to like something we haven't done before.
This segment is just... we're going to call this spaghetti on the wall.
Yeah, we'll call this wall spaghetti.
Wall spaghetti, see what sticks, baby.
Yeah, so we're going to rap, and we're also going to do the same beat, and Brett's going to have to choose between mixing our voices to do beats and rapping.
Live.
Let's rap about...
Brett, give us a word.
A word?
Yeah.
Any word.
Sure.
Sorry, did you have something?
No, that's great. I only got Brett.
Brett.
Brett. Cold brew.
Cold brew,
okay.
Ooh, like we got a real coffee boy in the house.
Yeah.
You're gonna do, you gotta get up on that cold brew. You wanna get that coffee so strong, and this how to make you feel like you belong. Jitters, get out of this place. That's how I feel so awake in my face. I got the cold brew, that's what I do, and that's what you should be do too.
Trying to give me that coffee, I say do not. Everybody try and put something in my cup, don't want it hot. Only want that cookie when I want it. Put it in my mouth and it best be nice. Wanna how to have the cold brew, also put it in cubes of ice. That's what I want when I drink it, know what I mean. I'm going to be putting it into my glass when I have it so sweet and I need that caffeine. I'm like, from that mountain, poured out of the cold brew fountain. Tastes so good, tastes awfully when I got the extra coffee.
Check me in the shop, having a laugh with the staff. I'm putting half and half in my carafe decaf. Yes, it's true, that's how I attest. Keep that cream out on my coffee cause I drink it black. Oh my God, yeah, don't you know that I'm straight flossing. Got the cup in a plastic cup and I know what I'm putting that straw in. I got those ice cubes and what I came to do when I come through. Don't you know that is what I'm true to in the game with that cold brew.
Yeah, it's not for me. Keep away from me with that tea. Keep it away. Do not want that Earl Grey.
Oh yeah, you want it to be so smooth. As you drink it in the morning, drink it in the night, cause you're a caffeinated super dude. So you wanna get that taste, and you want it to not be so bitter. You wanna be so happy and joyful like an 80s babysitter. Well, that cold brew, it makes those beans, makes it oh so nice. And you know that you can have it on nitro, but just don't put it on ice. Tiny little bubbles in your coffee, yeah, that's you could do, see. It'll get in your bloodstream, it'll make you feel like a dream.
Drip, cold brew. I already told you. Drip, cold brew.
Look like I listened to what I told you.
Got that cup right in my hand, cause that shit's easy to hold. Keep that hot coffee, baby, because I like it cold. Oh yeah, I like it, and I told you twice. So nice, don't you know I drop it over ice. Get my coffee up, make me bolder. It's colder, I got the cup in my car's cup holder.
People talking to me, but they're telling lies, and I can tell when they tattle. People be bringing that cold brew, they know that it's reppin' when I go Seattle. Yeah, I know that y'all are all out of luck, and I'm going to up in the stars when I'm drinking that cold brew, not Starbucks. Gotta hit the bottom when I'm going down to Blue Bottle. I never give a fuck, you're out of luck if you're a Starbucks. Pass the test, never rest, that's Seattle's best. Yeah, drip, 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 drip.
Ross Bryant!
That was lots of fun.
Second Jess, oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Couldn't I just live in that for so many minutes?
Just for a long time. We will definitely do that again.
And, I mean hours. I just mean so many minutes it turns into hours.
The minutes turn into hours. The hours turn into days.
Ross.
Man, oh man.
What should the people know?
Where what a joy.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at RossBB.
And you should.
And so, yeah, and if you guys are in LA, you can come see the Improvised Shakespeare Company at the Largo twice a month. Our next show's March 12th and 13th. Feel free to edit that out if this comes out after that.
Heck yeah, I think it will not. But
I think you'll be square.
Sweet.
Hard to know for sure. You might be just listening to this as it's just passed, and you're like, dang.
You'll find out the day it's sold out. Cool. Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll have you back.
Such a treat.
100 times. Don't even worry about it.
Give it up for Scott Passarella.
On the keys. Thank you, Brett, for doing some sweet mixing.
Yeah, Brett playing around. Love it. Love it. Thank you. Everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sleepy babies. We love you all. And as we end every episode by saying,
oh my goodness, if you get to the top of a hill,
you know the hill is there still.
Bye.
Bye. Listeners, we got one more show to tell you about. It's The Oral History of Toppin Junior High, a new comedy show available exclusively in Stitcher Premium.
In 1993.
Ooh, set the scene.
I will.
Yeah.
In 1993.
Ooh, good, setting the scene.
Okay, thanks. I'll do it. In 1993.
Go on.
The Toppin Junior High talent show was cut short before Gabe Delahaye was able to perform, and it ruined his life.
Find out why. And join Gabe as he talks to the people that were there.
The episodes of Oral History of Toppin Junior High feature hilarious performances by Tom Sharpling, Lauren Lapkus, and John Gabris. Ever heard of them? They're hilarious. And they're available March 7th only on Stitcher Premium.
For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/juniorhigh and use promo code JUNIORHIGH. That's JUNIOR.
Hi. Hi.
They didn't spell it that one. They assume you know how.
But we'll spell it. H-I-G-H.
That is that's the one that has homophones.
Yeah.
Homonyms? Cinnamon.
Who could know?
Who could knows?
Who could knows? Who could know? Who could know? Cinnamon, homonym, homonym. Cinnamon, homonym. Keep all of this. Keep all of this. None of this is cut. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Scott Aukerman here. Are you a fan of the podcast, You Talking You Two to Me? Well, I hope you are. If you are, make sure to check out Adam Scott and I have a new show, Are You Talking R.E.M. Re-Me? That's right. It's a brand new show with a brand new title. Join us as we discuss the music and impact of the band R.E.M. through an album-by-album analysis. That sounds very nerdy, but it's actually fun. We break down everything and nothing about the band. Listen to the limited series Are You Talking R.E.M. Re-Me? Wednesdays on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Earwolf.com. This is good rock and roll. Use it!
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit Earwolf.com.